afternoon, sports investors. How are you doing today? Welcome back to the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show, where we discuss the fuss about getting to the bag through sports investing and sports wagering. I am your beloved host, Fame Rothstein, a.k.a. Michael Snackson, a.k.a. Bay O. Wolf, a.k.a. Malcolm Excellence, a.k.a. Malcolm Existential, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, a.k.a. Famelo Ball. And today is Thursday, October 21st, 2021. It is about 1:16 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in the beautiful, lovely, but windy Queen City, a.k.a. the Republic of Cincinnati. That makes it about, 10:16 a.m. Pacific time and about 7:16 and about 16 minutes after 7 a.m. in Hawaii. But regardless of where you're listening to us from, thank you for listening and welcome back to the show. Now, before I continue, I just want to remind you that if you feel you have a gambling problem, please do not listen to this show. Please contact your state or your local Gamblers Anonymous Association hotline, and hopefully they can get you the services you feel you need, because on this show, we discuss sports investing through sports wagering, and we don't want to be any triggers to any negative behaviors for you. So please contact your state or your local Gamblers Help Group, and hopefully they can get you on the path to the straight and narrow. But those of you who remain, you will become profitable sports investors. Last night didn't happen, though. Okay? We went 1-2. The two we lost, we said Bradley Beal would hit over 1.5 threes. Dude only hit one. He was 1 of 6 from three. Up there launching threes while he's dead tired, doubled over. You know, trying to drive to the damn bucket and go through contact on some Kyrie shit. Come on, man. Shoot the long ball. Shoot the long ball, bruh. And then we had Appalachian State on the money line or even up to 7, and they were robbed. I still haven't seen a replay of that field goal, folks. Have you? I still haven't seen a replay of it. Even if it does go in, that was an interception in the end zone. And yes, Appalachian State got the ball right back. Ball don't lie. They got the ball the next play when the guy fumbled. But they're calling plays from the 20 and not the 5. That made a difference. That 15 yards made a difference in the play calling. And they could have went down and had a game-winning field goal. They were Appalachian State. We were robbed, folks. Robbed. All right? And the one we won, we said Rafael Devers of the White Sox or the Red Sox for a RBI. And he hit a solo home run in like the 7th or something. All right? But we don't dwell on wins. We don't dwell on losses. We keep going. And I've got 3 for you tonight, all right? One of them, the line has moved. I caught it with the Appalachian State game, so hell, you might not even want to trust it. It's UNLV and San Jose State, okay? I caught the line at 46.5 and took it under. I just saw it about 20 minutes ago. It's like 44 now, all right? So if you want to push it up to like 46.5, 47, let's do that. Do it up to 46.5 like I have. It'll cost you a couple bucks, probably like $10, $20. But, you know, get those extra points and take it under 46.5, all right? Now, that was the first one. The second one that I have for you comes from the NBA. We're going to take Paul George of the Clippers. He's at worst the second option on that team. And I think Kawhi is out again for some reason. So Paul might be the first option to get over 25.5 points. We need him to get us at least 26 points tonight. Paul George, that should be easy money for him. He's a three-point shooter, and he can dunk on people. You know, dunks on people. 6'7", 6'8". He can finish at the rim, above the rim. So and it's a good free throw shooter. So we're going to take Paul George of the Clippers to go over 25.5 against the Golden State Warriors. All right. And last but not least, I got two from this Thursday night football game between the Browns and I forgot who Browns and Denver. Cleveland is hosting Denver. All right, I don't know what the total is. I know that that Cleveland is a 1.5-point favorite. They're going to be missing starting quarterback Baker Mayfield, probably Nick Chubb too, but they're going to be missing at least Baker Mayfield. But Case Keenum is not a bad quarterback. He's just, you know, he's just not an everyday starter, but for four games a year, he'll get you some magic. And, you know, four or five games a year. And you know how that saying goes. Sparky Anderson, the old Reds manager, used to say it about baseball, but it applies to all sports. You let a bench player play long enough, he'll show you why he's a bench player. It's going to take about four or five games before Case Keenum shows you why he's a bench player. Tonight, he'll ball out. I'm going to take him for over 1.5 touchdowns. Over 1.5 touchdown passes. So Case Keenum throws a pair of touchdowns at least. And I'm taking that one of those touchdown passes that Case Keenum throws will go to the tight end, David Ogochew. Ogochew, I don't know how to say his name, but Cleveland's tight end, Ogochew, is like a four or five letters in his last name. Ogochew, Ogunju, something like that. I don't know how to say it. I apologize to the brother. You know, because he is a superb athlete. He's in the NFL. Yeah. All right, so let's recap. College football, we're taking San Jose State at UNLV to go under 46.5 points. All right. Second game, NBA, Clippers and the Golden State Warriors. We're going to take Paul George of the Clippers to go over 25.5 points. All right. NFL, we got two from the Thursday night game. Case Keenum of the Browns to throw over 1.5 touchdown passes. That's plus money, like plus 115, something like that. 155, something like that. And we're going to take Browns tight end David Ogochew to catch one of those touchdown passes that Case Keenum throws, all right? Or to score a touchdown, however they get it to him, because we took Eric Ebron Sunday night, you know, on the side. You know, I was up there, saw it, and, you know, he ran a touchdown in. So however he gets it, all right? But there you have it. You got plenty of time to get online, get in line, and get to the bag. And you know the show's motto. If there's games to be played, there's money to be made. We'll be back tomorrow with more action and to recap today's action. But in the meantime, let's hook up on social media if we're not already. My Twitter is at Biggie Rothstein, BiggieRothstein. Okay? My Instagram, there's two of them. You can catch me on the main page at @fame_Rothstein, @FAME_Rothstein. Or you can catch me on the backup page at @BettingPublic, BettingPublic, because that's what this show is about, the betting public. You, me, him, her, everybody, you know, not just celebrities and loud personalities. No, there's some of us who just regular people that do this, sports investing, all right? And don't forget my email addresses. There are two of them. First one, famerothstein@yahoo.com. famerothstein@yahoo.com. Or the backup, rockyizzy@yahoo.com. izzy@yahoo.com. And please don't forget, like, subscribe, sign up for notifications, leave comments on the videos for the Betting Public Sports Show on YouTube. Okay, content usually goes up there on the weekends. I'm going to try video today, but there's no guarantee. But I am going to try and work it, all right? But there you have it. Let's go get our action in. Let's be safe. Let's be courteous to each other. And we'll be back tomorrow to talk about it. But until then, folks, stay safe. Peace.